Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today, Wednesday, March 29. Police confirm details from Mareeba's siege shooting, Cairns man charged with assault, and how we can fix the rental housing crisis. Police have confirmed that Aubrey Donoghue, a man who was shot by police after a four-hour siege on Saturday in Mareeba, was armed and threatening a hostage. Queensland Police Union President Ian Leavers says that Donoghue was definitely brandishing a knife, and he also confirms the offender had an extensive history of highly violent domestic violence incidents. This follows on from an angry crowd of roughly 300 people who gathered outside the court building on Sunday, chanting anti-police slogans and taunting officers. Police have promised a full and independent investigation into the shooting, which is being conducted by the Ethical Standards Command with an oversight from the Crime and Corruption Commission. Meantime, Cairns detectives have charged a 29-year-old Cairns North man following investigations into a number of alleged assaults in the Cairns CBD. At around 4 p.m. on Saturday, police alleged the man indecently assaulted and touched three women near Lake Street. All three times, the man fled the scene. The man was taken into custody, and during his initial interaction with police, it's alleged he indecently exposed himself. He was charged with three counts of sexual assault and one count of performing an indecent act in public. His bail was refused. Investigators appeal to one of the women involved to come forward. In other news, the state's peak real estate body says a limit of one price increase a year won't solve Far North Queensland's rental crisis, but it will weed out landlords doing the wrong thing. It's one of the changes being made by the state government amid the tight rental market and increasing cost of living. Data from Domain shows median rent in Cairns has gone up $55 a week in the last year, while Mareeba has gone up $20 a week. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland's Dean Milton says he wants to see incentives for investors to increase local vacancy rates, saying that's the real problem.
We don't really see this as being a solution. We see this, the problem is the question of supply rather than the number of time rent increases in a year.
Let's take a look at some sport now. In the upcoming round 5 of the NRL, our North Queensland Cowboys will take on the Bulldogs. The Cowboys will be hoping they'll take home another win despite injuries to their side from last week's game against the Gold Coast Titans. Coach Todd Payton says Murray Taulagi is ruled out with a knee injury, Gahamit Shibasaki with a hamstring injury, and James Tamo with a foot injury.
Muzz will be out for up to a month. He's got a medial knee problem, and James, he's flying down to Brisbane tomorrow to see a specialist, so we're unsure whether he's going to require surgery. Fingers crossed he doesn't, but he's going to be missing for a little period. He's got a Lisfranc injury.
The Cowboys have won 4 of their past 5 games against the Bulldogs. And taking a look at women's basketball, the Dolphins had a tremendous win over the Townsville Flames in the first round of the NBL 1 North season, winning 98 points to 80. New dynamic duo Shanice Swain and Penina Davidson worked together, with Swain scoring 27 points with 4 rebounds and 2 assists, while Davidson had a monster 40 points and 21 rebounds. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more local news.